Good morning. 728. 729. Ah, hell. Call it 730. In the morning on Tuesday, July the 23rd, 2024, here on a hazy morning on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Hazy. Hazy. And nicely chilled. It's a really pleasant morning. It's quite cool. My fingers are cold, which is good. My nose is running, which is not necessarily good, but there it is. I hope this is haze and not smoke. It doesn't smell smoky. It's just hazy. Hazy, lazy, crazy days of summer. Yeah, I didn't walk yesterday. I wrote. Huh. I know. Stranger things have happened. Now, if I can walk and write on the same day, that would be even better. Spent some time with Roger. Questioning his life choices. How did I get here? It's definitely not his beautiful house. But perhaps it's his home. We'll see. I don't know. Less said about it. Less said about it, the better. Bleh. Tongue has decided it doesn't want to cooperate. I just washed it and I can't do a thing with it. I've got a checkup for my throat later this morning, a little while, 10 o'clock, a couple hours. It's going to interfere with my gaming, which is aggravating. I don't know where my bandwidth has gone this month. 900 gigs is 927 gigs is seems to be my historic max. I've hit 927, the same number, 927, about four times in the last couple of years for my monthly bandwidth usage. And I'm over that already with still few days left to go in the month. It's a little disconcerting. It's like, where did all of that go? It's more than 30 gigs a day. Is it? 20 days into 900? Oh, it's closer to 45. It's an interesting plant. I don't know what kind of plant that is. It's got pads of little tiny flowers. And they're held in a dome-like structure. They're not flat like yarrow. They're in domes. Grows in a big bush. One of these days I'll check. I'll try to check. See if a naturalist can tell me. Blue jay calling. That's smoke. Morning, Grammy. Hiking along in their tiny runners and shorts. Out for the Daily Constitutional. Yeah, dry mouth. Interesting. Pulled up and turned on his left turn signal on a T intersection where there is no left turn. Curious. I finally finished Sarah Painter. It was a good series. I had fun with it. I like the setup. I like the magic system. I'm just as glad I've been with it for the moment. Perhaps there'll be another one. Perhaps there'll be more Sarah Painter. She has lots more books I could read. But I've read so much fantasy lately. I've read so much fantasy. I really want to find some science fiction. I found some. I think it was Casey sent me a link to Scott Barron's books. I think I've already read them. Or at least started. Who did I pick up? I just picked up. A few days ago, I started going through and picking out samples that looked likely. And I picked up one mostly on the basis of the cover. Because honestly, I pick books mostly by the cover. If the cover sucks, the worst ship in the fleet. Who is this? Skylar Ramirez. Now go to the current page, dumbass. Skylar Ramirez. Now, I don't know if Skylar is he, she, they, them, ear, Z, whatever. Don't know. Don't care. It's a good book. I got through the sample. I ripped through the sample and like zap gone. It was a really good opener. It was really good. The guys, the main character, and I did not read the blurb, so I have no idea what the Butcher of Bellerophon means, but I picked up the sample based on the title, The Warship and the Fleet, which echoed with me, and the cover art, which is, I don't know if it's even the same ship, I don't care. Spaceship on the cover, flying along, okay. Spaceship. It's undoubtedly military science fiction. Perhaps masquerading as space opera, I don't know. Might actually be space opera. It could very well be. The premise is that this disgraced captain is sent to the worst ship in the fleet. And I cannot wait to find out what he does with it at the end. I guess the moral of the story is if you're in the Navy, don't date the Admiral's daughter. Just as a matter of course, it's probably good advice. If it works out, then you become the Admiral's son-in-law, which is all well and good unless that doesn't work out, in which case you become the Admiral's daughter's ex-husband. And in terms of career move, that's probably problematic. That's probably not going to help you a lot, which is, I suspect, a contributing factor to why he finds himself in command. Come up on and get ready, say it with me. Monk Post of the worst ship in the fleet. So, I really love this character. I don't even remember what his name is. But I really love this character. As he sort of bumbles his way along, somewhat numbed by the whole experience of becoming, apparently, the Butcher of Bellerophon, of becoming the object of the Admiral's ire. And he keeps thinking about the bottle of whiskey in his footlocker. So far, he hasn't opened it. Although he has stopped at a bar on his way to his first his new assignment. Kind of reminded me, and he was pretty sure that the ensign who brought him aboard could smell the alcohol in his breath. Reminded me of the advice, quote unquote, that I heard coming up, which is, if you're going to drink at lunch, don't drink vodka. Drink whiskey, or gin, or something. Because if you meet clients in the afternoon, it's better that they think you're an alcoholic than if you're stupid. Think that you're an alcoholic rather than that you are stupid. I'm not sure either one of those is actually working in your favor, but it's advice I've seen bandied about on numerous occasions. A management lesson. Perhaps it's the lesson is that you don't really want to do either, because the difference between alcoholic and stupid is maybe not how you want to be remembered if you're meeting clients. Hips are saying, hey, good morning there, big fella. So So Skylar Ramirez, I really like this book. I'm looking forward to getting back to it. Perhaps it will put me out of my reading slump. Get me back up into 20, 25 hours a week reading. If I'm not reading, I'm not writing. I've said it all along. I am not reading. And it should be as no surprise to me that I'm not writing. This Russian sage is just gorgeous. This is great long planting of Russian sage. The pale gray stems, long stem leggy things with a lot of purple flowers on them. It's quite lovely. And here's more of it. It looks like what I think of when I think of lavender, but lavender doesn't look like that. It doesn't, to begin with, it doesn't grow big like that. At least, I don't think. Maybe it would, given the right circumstance. Lots of walkers out here this morning. I probably didn't need the sweatshirt. I'm glad for the pockets, but I probably didn't need it today. The temperature's, the official temperature is 56, but it's a lot warmer than that. The sun is up high enough that I'm getting a certain amount of solar gain, so I probably don't need the hoodie, but I'm almost back and I will need it in the house, so there it is. Good morning. Fallout 4 continues to eat my brain. I keep finding new things because I've changed up the order in which I have played. I have still not yet played the Constitution side quest. But I just made nice with the Atom Cats. And I might spring for the Atom Cats paint job. I don't know why. I have way too many power armors. I started setting them up as a wall around my base because I have so many of them. Oh, I keep stealing them. I steal them from the raiders. We shot down the Brotherhood of Steel, but every once in a while we'll get a Vertibird that drops a couple. I can usually get one of the two. The patrols are easy. It's a radio quest with Pam for the railroad. And I was supposed to go out and intercept the Brotherhood of Steel foot patrols. And I can get at least two. Sometimes I can get three power armor sets from one patrol. Depends on how it's constituted. Usually it's two foot soldiers and a couple of power armors. Occasionally it's one scribe and three power armors. And the trick is to pick off the scribe first and just knock him down and get him out of the picture. And then walk up behind the line of them, sneak up behind the line, pickpocket the fusion core and stab the guy in it. So he falls out and you can take over the power armor. It's marked as stolen. I don't This is the apocalypse. You don't steal stuff, you find it. And I use a console command. And clears the ownership, so it's not stolen, doesn't mark stolen. I've given it a new registration, I've given it new paperwork. It's mine. Just happens to be painted like the Brotherhood of Steel. I've got so many. Honest to Pete. Learning new techniques, learning new game mechanics that I haven't played before. The melee is just insane. I don't play melee because I'm terrible at it. I'm terrible at aiming. I'm terrible at all that. You know, all the stuff that requires hand-eye coordination, detail mouse work, delicate detail, very fine motor skills for the mouse. I have never, ever in my life been able to do those. Not when I was, well, when I was young, we didn't have. When I was young, we didn't have it. So it was, you know, it wasn't a skill I could learn as a child. I graduated from high school in 1970. So, you know, it's not. Yeah, it's not a skill that has even existed for a large portion of my life, let alone that I should possess it. So there's that. But VATS takes care of most of it. Learning the VATS keys, practicing the VATS keys, and then using the throat slasher. It's like zip, zip, zip. Oh yeah, all dead. Bye. Using bats with guns is an interesting challenge. Especially with heavy guns like Gauss rifle, which has a hell of a punch, but uses up a lot of action points. Oh, look where I am. I am quite literally at the back gate because the front gate is being covered by sprinklers at the moment. So I'm going to sneak in the back gate. But before I do, I'll say tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.